This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago City Council panel today has signed off on nearly $15 million to settle four police misconduct lawsuits. Most of this money goes to a man who spent 20 years locked up after detectives under disgraced late Commander John Burge allegedly beat a false murder confession out of him. Another $500,000 is for a man who spent 15 months behind bars on a wrongful drug conviction tied to corrupt former Sergeant Ronald Watts. That man is among 188 exonerees who have sued over wrongful convictions linked to Watts. The Chicago Board of Education caused a stir in December by saying it intended to shift away from school choice. The board now says it is not planning on making any big changes to charter or selective enrollment schools. My colleague Sarah Karp reports the five-year strategic plan rolled out today doubles down on focusing resources for neighborhood schools. Board VP Elizabeth Todd Breland says the idea is to reduce the competition to land in a good school.
To make sure that those are no longer high-stakes decisions for families. That families feel confident in our neighborhood schools in addition to the other school types that are available. And that, I think, is where we are trying to really put our energies with this plan.
Changes to selective enrollment schools faced blowback from state lawmakers at a time the district is seeking desperately needed additional state funding. The head of the Illinois Republican Party is adding her voice to calls that condemn political violence after an apparent attempt on former President Donald Trump's life over the weekend. Kathy Salvey leads the state GOP. She says dangerous rhetoric must come to an end, although she didn't point fingers at anybody. With two games left in the season, the Chicago Sky are not out of the playoff fight. The Sky, the Washington Mystics, and the Atlanta Dream are all tied at 13-25 for the season. They're all jockeying for this eighth and final playoff spot. And the Sky currently sit in ninth place, and head coach Teresa Weatherspoon is confident they're going to find a way to sneak in.
As long as you bring your butt in here and you compete every single time, you can live with that. What I love about this team is they compete. They compete all the time, and they enjoy competing. We're going to be fine. Trust that. And I said again, we ain't done yet. Trust it.
Now, the Mystics need to lose at least one of their two final games this week for the Sky to have any chance to make the playoffs. The Sky will face the Dream in Atlanta tomorrow. Tito Jackson has died. He played guitar for the group that included his younger brother, Michael, the Jackson Five. My colleague Michael Puente reports Tito Jackson had a complicated relationship with his hometown of Gary, Indiana. Tito was friends in Gary with Dinah Lynn Biggs, and after years away, Biggs convinced Tito to come visit.
He just had never been back home. 20 years after he left, and when we had a tribute to Michael, I said, man, you got to come back home. So for the first time in over 20 years, Tito came home in 2016 to host an event at their old high school football stadium, Gary Roosevelt.
Tito Jackson last performed in Gary back in May. He died of an apparent heart attack yesterday. Tito Jackson was 70 years old. Weather, sunny and very warm today. We've hit 90 degrees at O'Hare. Clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 60s, and sunny on Tuesday, reaching a high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.